From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear.
Oh, say, can you see?
Academy Award winner Jennifer Hudson singing the national anthem at Invesco Field in Denver as tens of thousands of the Democratic Party faithful and uncounted millions of others watching from home are taking in the grand finale of the Democratic National Convention. One day after becoming the first African-American to ever win a major presidential party nomination, Barack Obama is preparing to deliver his official acceptance speech tonight. NPR's Maura Lyson reports from Denver.
Obama's campaign manager, David Plouffe, says Obama has four goals tonight. He wants to tell people where he comes from, who he's going to fight for, what his change really means, and he wants to make a clear contrast with John McCain. Obama himself has said that his speech will be more workmanlike and less lofty rhetoric than people are used to hearing from him. He wants to say in very concrete terms how he's going to help middle-class families who are struggling economically. Obama has already gotten a bounce in the polls from his convention. Today's Gallup tracking poll shows him 48% to 42% above McCain. He came into Denver essentially tied with McCain in the polls. Maura Lyason, NPR News, at Invesco Field in Denver.
Republican presidential hopeful John McCain has reportedly now decided on his running mate, but he is not saying who it is yet. An announcement is expected tomorrow in Dayton, Ohio. Without explanation today, Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, among those whose names have been bandied about, abruptly canceled scheduled media interviews. Others whose names have been mentioned include ex-GOP presidential hopeful Mitt Romney and former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge, both of whom are expected to appear in Pennsylvania with McCain on Saturday. Another name on the list is independent Senator Joseph Lieberman. U.S. military investigators are telling Afghan leaders they have no evidence large numbers of civilians were killed in an attack on a suspected Taliban site in western Afghanistan last week, but Afghan and U.N. officials say 90 civilians were killed. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
American military officials are presenting their findings to the Afghan government, including video from an aircraft surveillance camera. One defense official says the evidence does not show anywhere near the death toll reported by U.N. and Afghan reports. The Americans say 25 Taliban fighters were killed in the joint U.S.-Afghan Army raid, along with five civilians. A mother and child were evacuated from the site by U.S. aircraft. The defense official says multiple intelligence reports showed the compound was a Taliban hideout. There was at least one U.S. special operator on the ground eyeing the target. But Afghan officials told NPR the raid was based on bad intelligence, and those killed were gathered for a memorial ceremony. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 212 points today to end the session at 11,017. The Nasdaq was up 29 points. This is NPR News. Reputed mob figure John Gotti Jr. has pleaded not guilty to federal racketeering charges in Tampa. The 44-year-old son of the former Gambino crime family was arraigned in federal court today on charges of conspiracy that link him to three mob slayings, cocaine distribution, and other crimes. Dressed in a blue jail jumpsuit and in shackles, Gotti appeared with his lawyers but did not speak during a five-minute hearing. Prosecutors contend Gotti was chief in the arm of the crime family that operated in Florida and other states going back to 1983. Gotti has denied the charges, saying he's long been retired from organized crime. Justice Department has new rules for how it charges companies that may have broken the law. The new rules say companies will no longer get favorable treatment for waiving attorney-client privilege. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
A diverse coalition of legal and business groups has complained for the last 5 years about what they call the Justice Department's assault on attorney-client privilege. Department prosecutors used to go easier on companies that handed over private documents during an investigation. Critics said those policies were unconstitutional, and a bipartisan group in Congress agreed. Congress is now considering a law that supporters say would restore attorney-client privilege. The Justice Department does not like that bill, so Deputy Attorney General Mark Philip has announced a new set of rules. He had a midday press conference on Wall Street, where he said from now on, prosecutors cannot reward companies for waiving attorney-client privilege or punish companies for paying employees legal fees. The groups that fought for these changes say they still want Congress to put the rules into law. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Crude oil futures fell $2.56 a barrel to settle at $115.59 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.